silent, facing it alone. Gotta keep my cool, make them think I'm made of stone. It's a game of wills we're playing, our nerves are made of steel. Balanced on the edges of everything we feel. It's gonna take all we got just to make it through this night. Gotta feel it right through my skin, and it's cutting like a knife. Getting ready to break the ice. Feels like time is standing still. Aim it right for your heart. Ready to take another spill. Only you can make it right. You can break the ice inside of me. A single-minded passion, a solitary stand. I thought I was alone, left out in the cold again. So I'm giving you all I've got. I'm gonna make it through this night. And even though I could fall, I'm prepared to lose the fight. Getting ready to break the ice. Feels like time is standing still. Aim it right for your heart. Ready to take another spill. Getting ready to break the ice. Feels like time is standing still. Aim it right for your heart. Ready to take another spill. Only you can make it right. You can break the ice.
Okay, dudes, let's walk this sucker.
All right.
The porch. I told you a million times, the porch. Have a nice day.
Mañana, Toto.
Shut up. I'm going to tell your father.
Gnarly.
Sam, how's the fishing?
Same as always. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
in the racetrack for them funny-looking bicycles.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Come on, move!
Oops.
The world would be a lot better off without kids.
Only missed it by 5 minutes, crew.
Yeah, I know. But when I get it, I only shoot for 7-10.
Final spray. I mean, what more do you want? UCLA, SMU, Yale, Harvard.
Yeah, true. Showtime. Down below.
Now that's one juvenile asshole.
You creep.
Hey.
Hey, there's your fantasy, Studley.
Fantasy?
Katie and I are like special.
Ooh, special mom.
I'll see you after school. Okay, we're there,
Jay.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, Katie. Isn't that crew?
Yeah, my biggest mistake ever. I'll see you later.
And without further ado, our partner in Helltrack and president of the Federation of American Bicyclists and owner of the Mongoose Bicycle Company, Mr. Duke Best.
Thank you, Mayor Jenkins, for your wonderful introduction. And thank you, you wonderful citizens of Cochrane, for allowing us to share with you this beautiful city and community. This could be mutually beneficial to all of us.
That, Mr. Best, is what we are counting on.
And I publicly want to thank you, Mr. Timmer, for your enormous contribution in this venture in helping make Helltrack a reality. And I assure you, we will not disappoint you.
You really must understand, Mr. Timmer, that a race such as Helltrack has never even been attempted in BMX history. But when you put up $100,000 in a new Corvette, you're going to have all the top factory riders right here.
Think about it. TV cameras in every corner of the town, showing on network television, the spirit of Cochrane, and, of course, my bicycles.
Excuse me. Not to put a damper on the spirit of things, but I wonder how our kids are going to feel when hundreds of outside youngsters take over their town and they're not allowed to race in their own backyard.
Just a minute. Trust me, Mrs. King. Mrs. Gray? See, most of our factory riders are professionals. In that matter, you don't have to worry at all. They're respectful and fair. As far as the local youth are concerned, well, we'll see that that's taken care of. We will hold a qualifying race. And I will put up $10,000 is for any local youth who can qualify and run in Helltrap, regardless of whether or not he wins Helltrap.
Deal, Mayor. Very nice. They say this guy Bartell is going to walk hell trap.
If I was eligible, there'd be no contest.
I hear you talking, but I'm not believing.
This Bark dude, he ain't so awesome. What do you think, Crew?
I don't know. It's gonna take a radical miracle to beat this guy.
Sergeant Smith, and he wants to play.
Then we'll play. I wonder where he's going for today, huh?
I don't know. Hey, I'll bait him, okay?
Okay. All right, dude.
So cool. He's nothing next to Bart Taylor.
He is so. And if you don't take that back, I'm gonna punch your lights out.
Wesley, nice young girls don't talk that way. You know you don't mean it.
I'm gonna kick him.
Whoa! Hey, whoa! Hot shot, come here.
Crap!
Wes, hop on. Come on, we'll get out of here.
See you, Miss Carson.
Hey, that's my
ass.
Screw you,
you
were late.
Hey, forget that. What was that terrorist act all about back there?
It just bums me out how the stupid kid thinks Bart's so rad. You're better than him. And if you could race, you'd show him, wouldn't you, Chris?
I don't know. That Bart guy's pretty good, Wes.
Bullshit. Mom's not here. Come on, let's go faster.
Hey, Wes, how about a shower?
What are you doing? No,
yes,
no.
Yes, Wesley, yes.
No, I'll do the dishes for a week. 2 weeks.
Oh,
Wes, wasn't
that fun? Like
a root canal.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi,
kids.
Hey. Up. Up. Oh. Oh,
God.
Oh,
Mom.
Up?
Hello. I got it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
This big, strong guy, I'll take
it
for you.
Oh, thank you. You have the day at school? Yeah, great. I keep skiing the
shins. You guys finished yet?
Yeah, just a second, Mom. Wes, I got to talk to Mom alone, okay? Take Hike.
Give me a break, Crew. I'm 10 years old, and I'm staying right here.
Out.
No.
Okay, okay, then just don't say a word, huh?
Who's gonna try qualifying for Helltrack?
Okay, that's it.
Oh, come on. I'm gonna croak in here.
You're gonna croak in there if you don't shut up.
And you'll be sorry.
Isn't this the day you're supposed to make up your SATs?
I know, Mom, but...
But what? If you always wanted to go to college, that's been the plan.
This is a very important race. Would you look at the stakes here? Besides, I really think I can get this one. I think I've got a chance.
You have a chance with an education.
I know about that, Mom. But Dad always told me, when your gut talks to you, you listen.
Oh, Christopher, that won't wash with me. Just because he's dead doesn't mean anything has changed.
I know, Mother.
I don't want to hear any more about it.
I bet Dad would have understood.
Oh, shit.
Drive on it, baby. I'm bad. All right.
Baby.
Oh, no.
We've had it, man. Let's go.
Yeah, you've been practicing all day and you still haven't got it. Why don't you give up?
I'll get it if I can keep from getting dizzy.
You're always dizzy.
It's terminal.
You guys go ahead. I'm going to stay in practice.
Hey, you're hopeless, man.
See you at the parade if you survive.
Track in this here town. They gotta be kidding. This is a joke.
Oh, boy, this is some parade, Burton. Some parade.
Mm-hmm. And it's gonna lead us to a lot of profit.
That's exactly what we're counting on.
I'd love to get one of those hats,
Look,
huh?
It's Ramada.
Yeah, one quick stop and that boy's fist you.
So cute.
Hey,
big town we're rolling in here, huh, guys?
I'm surprised the main street's even paved.
Well, give them a wave.
Oh, look, look,
how you doing?
There's a couple of cute girls. Oh, maybe the only two in town. I'll be back in a minute, folks.
It's about ready to get out of here.
I don't know why we even stopped.
Give Kristen a little AA.
AA?
Yeah.
Attitude adjustment.
You know, I'm going to have to talk to Duke. She just doesn't fit in our team anymore, you know?
You'll all have to move. This is so un-American. I have to get through. I'm late. My cake's in the oven. Young man, can you do anything for me?
Come on, I'll help you out.
Oh, you're such a nice boy.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, young man.
No problem. I'll tell you guys.
Whoa!
Come on. There you go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, crew, we got company.
You seen a kid on a bike?
Yeah, lots of them. Have a nice day, officer.
Hey, Katie, watch this. Katie, check this out. God, you're easy to impress. This one you love. Hey, hey, wait.
Not too shabby, huh?
Immature is more like it.
Give me a break. Are we going to the dance tonight or what?
I'll be there.
Well, great, rad. I'll pick you up at 8, huh?
What makes you think I'm going with you?
Why not?
And you'll pick me up how? On that dumb bike?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, Coop, what do you think?
Great.
Yeah, just the shot in the arm Cochran needed, eh?
Yeah.
Morale has never been higher. Your re-election should be a cinch.
Thanks to you and your friend Beth. Don't take this the wrong way, Burton, but what's all your interest in this bicycle stuff?
A good feeling, Mr. Mayor. A good feeling.
Speaking of good feelings, gentlemen, let's step down to the punch bowl and let me wake up those drinks.
Don't mind if I do.
I like doing business with you, Burton. You're a man of your word. Best track I've ever seen.
My end was easy. I don't want it wasted. Now it's up to you.
Hey, check out the interior. Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh, do it. Becca, Dave, take that nerd with you. Come on, come on. How about a little space here? You out. Come on, Tiger. Let's go.
Fire,
let's
go.
Fire. What a three-stopper. Bart Taylor and his troops are going to shake
another fight. So what you gonna do? Perhaps a little chance.
Every
day, every night. You think that you can dance to every single piece where it all.
Is there anything that kid can't do? Boy, he's got it all, hasn't he?
Yeah, and we got him.
And I'm alone, just enough for me.
Aren't you? Could have showed some respect and at least wait till I was done dancing.
Could it be that she and Bart are going to bicycle boogie for you?
Excuse me.
I hope so. Christian, just give me the sign when you're set to jet. What happened to my eyes? That is not Bart Taylor. Well, let's see what he can do.
I don't know. What factory is he in?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? It's your job to know. Find out.
What are you doing? We're out of here.
All right, boy. Coming by later?
Yeah.
I'll see you then.
Okay, you bet.
What do you got to do to get a table around here?
I have one for you in a minute, sir.
Come on, come on, come on. Do we get a table or do we leave?
Have one right away, sir.
Isn't exactly the risk.
Oh, my, should we be honored? It's the king and his court.
I'll take the court. Both of them.
Idiot.
Hey, easy, sorry. Whew, scary.
Won't take a moment.
What's this? New rules.
Hey, it's bogus.
It's still the rules.
Get out of here.
This way, please. Crew.
Yeah.
Clean up here.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
Come on, crew's around betting on you.
This is the easiest money I ever made. Hey, up, you big goon. You know, you're letting your body turn your head. And see, if you let your head lead, your body will just follow naturally.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And besides, if you do make it and those mattresses are there, they're just going to cause you to wipe out.
What, are you nuts?
No guts, no glory.
Luke, take the mattresses out.
It's your butt, pal.
What's left of it? You over-rotated.
No shit.
Chance to thank you for the dance last night.
You're welcome.
You took off so quick, I thought maybe there was something about me you didn't like.
No, that's not it.
You know, you're really pretty good on that bike. I mean, you picked up that move like that.
Well, I didn't have much of a choice, did I? So you're going to ride Helltrack?
No, I kind of wish I could, but I still race for trophies. See, my factory sent me here for kind of a show-and-tell thing. You know, this really is beautiful.
Yeah.
Bet you have a lot of fun around here.
Fun? You want to see fun? Then follow me.
He's bad.
This is ass lighting.
I have a dream, and it's probably crazy, but crazy is nothing new. No, the big surprise would be, what if my dream came true? It's just a gay kind of dream, but it's growing stronger the longer I stay. Girl, it's taking hold of me, making me think it could really come true. Strike today. With you,
hey,
I can ride upside down in the heads of everyone in town.
You know, I've been all over the world, and I don't think I've ever seen such beautiful country.
Yeah, it's nice. Never been any place else.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you
going?
You're
going to college? I guess you are, huh?
Yeah. How about you?
Well, I plan to, but qualifying is the same day that my SATs are on.
So?
Now, maybe it's a mistake to give up college to try to qualify. Besides, those pros are awesome.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've had lots of training, they've had lots of experience, but, you know, there's something about the way you ride. It's so natural. I just think it's incredible.
Really?
It took me 6 months to learn to airwalk. It took you one afternoon. And besides, you don't have to give up college. My sister took 6 months off, and then she went back to school. It didn't hurt her.
Hey. If I try to qualify, will you be there?
Late again, crew?
Oh, excuse me, Blob. I don't have a watch.
Oh, the name's Bob, not Blob, smartass. Getting a boy to do a man's job.
Hey, Cruiser. How's it going, guy? You're gonna do it? You're gonna try to qualify?
Get that. The paperboy thinks he's a pro.
Hey, it ain't worth getting fired over.
Phil?
Be quiet.
You're trying to forge Mom's name? He'll check if he's over, and Mom will be home, and he still won't have it right. Let me do it.
No way. I'm not letting my little sister start in on a life of crime.
Give me the pen.
Well, you little shit. I've been here killing myself for 2 hours. Where the hell have you been?
Brushing my teeth. Can I borrow your headphones?
Yeah, they're in that second drawer.
Thanks.
Five, four, three, two, one, go.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Bill Johnson. We're here for the biggest and most important bicycle motocross event ever held, Hell Track. The very finest riders in the country are here riding for some $100,000 and a Chevrolet Corvette. Now, later this week, you'll see the BMX Hell Track finale. But for today, it's qualifying, the qualifying rounds. Prior to it, it's our great pleasure to bring you the man who's responsible for all of this, the founder of the Federation of American Bicyclists, FAB, Mr. Duke Best. Duke, a real pleasure to have you with us, sir.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's my pleasure.
Well, tell us now, what is the concept behind Hell Track?
Well, you see, Bill, we decided that we needed our very own Super Bowl. So we hired the very best experts to build and design a track that combines the different styles and skills of BMX racers and freestylers. It's never been done before, you know.
Until we came to Hell Track.
Exactly. considering we have all the top participants of the factory riding in this one, I wouldn't exactly bet the house on any newcomer winning this one.
Well, thank you, Duke. Now let me explain to you the rules and regulations for health.
Bill, let me explain the rules.
That's a little unusual. He has them right.
Each participant will run three qualifiers to get to the big one. Each race will get tougher as lesser experienced riders are eliminated. And the 20 races with the best time will have the opportunity to race Hell Track.
Well, right now, let's...
Right there, the most proud of one of all is right there, the number one rider.
For the thrill of the moment, taking a stand, you ain't gonna fall. You've always known it. They're dying to shake you, trying their best to break you. And all the gold is up. You're going home as a hero.
About as he goes up against some of the sports bets.
Damn it, Crew.
Jones adds some down-home flavor to these races. He says he gained his experience delivering newspapers.
Wow,
and so, with a well-used hockey helmet and a bundle of determination, he's out to test himself.
Yeah.
Factory back.
I hope he gets his butt
kicked. Number 33.
Come on, Crew
Jones.
Fight now, Pa.
The Reynolds twins with a great hole shot go out in front. Slow off the line, Crew Jones.
Go, you can go faster! Come on, Crew, go! We're taking a chance, risking it all, for the thrill of the moment. Taking a stand, you ain't gonna fall. You've always known it, they're dying to shake you. Trying their best to break you, and all the going is rough. You're going home as a hero.
Cause it's thunder in your heart. Every move is like lightning. It's the power you feel when you get your taste. showing remarkable finish line strength.
Hey, you see the kid do it?
Yeah, I got eyes.
Okay, finishing the top three once more, and you're in.
Terrific.
We're ready for the 12th and final qualifying race.
Oh, man, that's a tough break, Luke. I'm sorry.
Can I do it for all?
Hey, Pete, Al.
Now, local interest continues to be sparked by Crew Jones. He's had a second and a third place finish. He needs a win or the points from another second and third place to put him in the finale. Riders are at the line, awaiting that starting flag. Last chance to qualify.
Building a solid future for a bicycle race. It's very self-destructive.
Would you try to understand? The only thing I'm good at is riding this bike. And now I have a chance to be the best. Maybe the best in the world. I can take those SATs anytime, maybe in 6 months. But this is the only opportunity I'll ever have like this. I started out as 1 in 1,000. Now it's 1 in 20. Now, to give that up, I think that would be very self-destructive.
I want you to make me a promise that in 6 months you'll take those SATs no matter what.
No matter what, I promise. Mom? Thanks.
The surprise of the day, the local delivery boy, Crew Jones, who, although he never won a race, amassed enough points to assure himself a place among the best BMXers in the world.
Did you find out who that kid works for yet?
Look, no, Duke, I've been busy. Damn it, when I tell you to do something, do it!
You know, I really didn't think she'd understand.
Better yet, I think I'll buy it.
When you get that new Corvette, being your best friend, can I please have a ride in that big?
Oh, yeah!
Hold it, guys!
Qualifying is a lot different than racing Hell Track, okay? I'm just glad I got a chance to race.
Hey,
shut up!
The big, shuffy mix guy's outside, and he wants to speak to you.
Me?
Yeah!
You bad!
You're a star now, man! Hollywood, here we come! That's my man!
Hey, go to him!
Lucky you. You're all alone.
You want to come with us?
No, I got to work.
Too bad.
We've got the whole afternoon off, and I had something delicious in mind.
I got to talk to this guy.
Hi, I'm Kurt Jones.
Just the person I've been looking for. Come on in.
How would you like to be the man responsible for bringing BMX to all the small towns in the USA?
Here it is. Can you believe this place? Rag City.
It's pretty, huh? Perfect. I hope Luke likes it.
You know, it is really pretty. I hope Bart likes it.
You've got to be kidding.
Don't worry, I am. Come on.
You don't understand. It's a chance of a lifetime. Don't be an idiot, kid. Think it over.
I don't have to. You and me, we don't think the same. Not at all.
Right there, 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 there. You'll regret it, I'm telling you. You'll live to regret. You'll live. Oh, sure, you'll live.
Hey, what's a big deal, Duke? This guy doesn't even stand a chance. I'm gonna wipe him.
What the hell do you know?
I got millions of dollars of products with your face on it, ready to be put in every department store in this country, as long as you cross that finish line on national television first. So don't talk to me about big deals. Calm down. Don't let this kid get you
so. I've never seen such raw determination and talent in one kid. No way. No way is he going to screw up everything I worked for, and you remember that.
I done swing. All right. Going in.
Thank you.
Now, Crew Jones?
Jones. No, I don't seem to have your name on my list. Who's your sponsor?
Sponsor?
Who do you ride for?
Well, me. I ride for me.
Well, that's impossible. I was told that you had to have a sponsor to race.
Well, since when? I've never heard that. All you had to do was qualify.
Whoa. Gosh, you kids are going to have to forgive us for this one.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's most unfortunate, but that is the new rule. No sponsor, no racy. Yeah, Mr. Best is just sick about it, and so am I. You know, he was totally unaware of this rule when he made the announcement about the qualifying race. Now, of course, we're going to give you the $10,000, but unfortunately, no racy. You know, it's kind of a shame to bring this up, but this is all your fault.
What's that mean?
Come on, Christian, I know.
Do you want to tell me what that was all about?
Best told me that if I rode for him, that he would make me a star and all this money if I threw the race.
Oh, please.
Well, you know about that sponsorship stuff, don't you?
Well, yeah, it's pretty simple. A sponsor pays for your expenses and then you promote their product. Well, like, for instance, Hajar, he obviously races for Coke.
Coke? It's big time.
Yeah, well, most sponsors are. Know any heads of corporations?
No, I don't personally, but I think Luke's in good with AT&T. I'll check with him in the morning.
Here, they ain't gonna let Crew race?
Why not?
They say he needs a sponsor.
Oh, bullshit.
Who says so?
Oh, hey, Crew, we heard those creeps did to you.
Yeah, we ain't gonna stand for it.
Yeah, if you don't race, no one races. We ought to go to Hell Track and rip that mother down.
Crew, I have something for you. I made it myself, so you can wear it when you race.
It's real nice, Wes.
You hate it?
No, he doesn't hate it, Wes.
Yes, he does.
Could you make a couple of these for my kids? They just love them.
They're $10 a shot.
Okay, but you're a little thief.
Hold it. We're not done yet. Wes, we're going to use this and their $10,000 to beat them at their own game.
Thank you.
I'm supposed to color the T-shirts. Just where I can get my homework done?
That's right. Okay, biology, that's line 2.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, somebody, we need some pins down here.
Here's your homework,
Picasso.
Hey, Luke, don't you dare mess that helmet up. It's my only one.
I don't know. I
can't. Hey, would you guys hurry it up, please?
Crew, just stand still.
I did a couple wrong. So it looks like you did it.
You think I can get a mannequin to stand up here for me? I'm getting dizzy.
Okay, just pin that sleeve up.
Never mind the dye. Stand still. I'd work better if you'd get off my hand.
Hey, Becky, be careful what you're doing.
Here's your homework.
Oh, thank you.
That's nice.
It hasn't looked good.
Yeah.
You'd actually look good with a couple of pins in your crew. I'll hold the pins, Christian.
Yeah, the top looks good. Let me just get in here so I can get these.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm just going to measure your legs so I can make your pants.
Okay, well, be careful. This is my career we're talking about.
I will be careful. Straighten out your knee there.
Ow! Funny. What are you doing?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, very funny, lady.
Amy,
I'll reach
to the door.
You're
night.
On.
Night.
Night,
night,
guys.
Night, guys.
Night.
Take care.
See you later.
Damn, I was so right about those guys.
Come on, it's so obvious from the moment you see them together.
Yeah, I know, but they never copped to it like that before.
Well, they probably just didn't want you to feel left out.
Yeah? So what's changed? Just kidding!
Kidding?
How's that look?
Hey!
Mom!
Well, how about that? Looks like the local yokel's gonna race after all.
Well, how about that?
That's fine. He'll get his shot. And at best, everybody else will know who really is a champ. Yeah. Christian, there's been something that's bugging me. I need to talk to you about it. What's all this number one about?
Self-explanatory.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Think you're pretty bad, huh?
Hot.
Okay, little Miss Number One, little special Number One. Why don't you follow me?
Okay.
A little table topic?
Oh, child's play.
Where the water's red and tripping us by the
knees,
we'll be soaking wet again, talking about how fantastic it feels.
You waste 2 cans of beans to make hot chocolate from river water. And the worst part is, we don't even have any milk. Now tell me, what is hot chocolate without milk? What you thinking?
Just about everything that's happened to me this week. It kind of reminds me of when I was like 4 years old. First time my dad let go of that bike. It's like a whole new life. All of a sudden, it was like I was in control.
go as fast as I wanted. It was scary. It felt good.
You're scared now?
Yeah, I am. But I wouldn't trade any of it. Because day after tomorrow, win or lose, I'm there.
Interesting, isn't it? Interesting? Free enterprise. Something you should know all about, eh?
One?
No.
Wes. Come on. You can give him the rip one.
Thanks.
Hello, Christian. Now, this warms the heart.
What heart?
Only in America can a group of young people take the bull by the horns and make something happen. I'm proud of you, son.
Hey, mister. You gonna blab or you gonna buy?
Now, she's a cute little thing, isn't she, Elliot?
Precious.
How much are the shirts?
$10 each.
Wow, that's a lot of money. How many have you sold?
48. We're rich.
Yes, we are. We certainly are rich. Let's see, that's $480. At that rate, it'll be about... $49,520 before start time tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
Elliot.
According to Helltrack, bylaw number 812.3 Bravo, to be eligible, a rider must be sponsored by a company with at least $50,000 in sales. Simply put, it means no 50,000, no race. It is a new rule.
And you come here, I'll show you the rule.
Don't!
Now, that would be the second mistake you made with me, Buster.
I don't like you guys.
You really are very cute.
Oh! Oh!
Wes! Oh, Wes! Oh. Wes! Wes! Now let's go! Crow, wait!
Well, Burton, looks like you almost had yourself a hometown hero, huh?
Yeah, almost.
Good, I like your attitude.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I'm beginning to see you as a man who stands by his conviction. And I like that.
I'm beginning to see you as something I might have stepped in. And I don't like the smell of it.
You didn't get where you are by being soft. Don't start now.
Remember this, Bess. Nobody uses me.
Boy, Duke, you really nailed those kids back there. They'll never come up with that 49 grand.
Will you please leave, guys?
Luke and Becky thought maybe I'd find you here.
Would you please go away?
you think that you're the only one who's been hurt?
Do you want to know what I'm thinking? You know, what a fool I was not to take Beth's offer. Everything else has been a joke.
Yesterday you said you wouldn't have traded it for anything.
Well, bullshit! That was yesterday. You know, nothing can compete with money. I'm glad I learned that now. You got to take what you can get or you're screwed.
You know, I was wrong. Just because everything isn't going your way, you want to bail. I thought you were a man.
Christian.
This hell track exposure, we ought to be able to move that new Mongoose product line off your shelves in about a week.
Ah. Don't you just a little ahead of yourself, Ellen? I mean, according to the contract, Taylor has to win first.
Don't worry, he'll win.
I've heard your bullshit before, Best. You better win.
Come on, quiet down. Quiet. It's not right. Those kids worked as hard as they could.
That's no. Right. Yeah. They worked as hard as they could. Give them a chance.
As mayor, I see no point in wasting good money.
It's not a waste of good money.
Why not?
I agree with her. I think we should take every opportunity to give a local boy a chance. And he's such a nice boy. Not a waste of good money.
Just a moment. Just a moment, please. Please. Can I have a word here? I thought I heard it all till now. I've watched these kids grow up. I've chased every one of them. I think Crewe and his friends have done something special. Real special. They have given themselves hope, and all your talk about dollars is killing that hope. If someone doesn't see that Crewe has this opportunity, well, I guess we'll just all have to learn to live with it.
In the bag of this, thanks.
Can I talk to you for a second?
I guess so.
Would you like to be my friend?
Hey, Crewe.
Go away.
Crewe, they're having a meeting about you.
Who is?
1,000. Thank you. Thank you. 1,200. 600. We're still $27,000 short.
We're just about ready to get the festivities underway. With us is the founder of FAB, Mr. Duke Best, and shortly he's going to be presenting this award
to Miss Kristen Hawley as the number one amateur female writer in America. That's coming up right on. Well, here's an interesting late note. Kane's local son, Crew Jones, and his rad racing team have met the eligibility requirements. Now, what that means is we're going to have all 20 riders in competition on Hell Track later today. Let me ask you, Duke? We'll be back right after this commercial message. Hey, Duke!
You better leave, honey. I don't think I want you to hear this. You and you. All you have to do is take out that kid.
You bet. Gotcha.
Then all you have to do is win. Do I make myself clear?
That is bullshit.
You have just made one big mistake. How's that? Well, Bert, and I hear you have quite a collection of rad shirts.
That's true, Duke. $27,000 worth. And I'm going to keep every one of them. Because I got a hunch that by the end of this race, they're going to be mighty valuable. Duke, don't get left out. I'd run right over to that stand and buy as many as you can.
Let's cut out playing games with each other, Timmer. You have as much to lose as I do if Taylor doesn't win today. We both know what 50% of nothing is.
What you're trying to tell me, Duke, is that I should see to it that Crew loses. Is that it?
Now you're getting it, you big hick.
Duke. Get this.
Crew.
Yeah. Sign my cast?
Sure.
Hey, don't be intimidated by those guys out there. Just go for it.
Thanks, Rick.
Go for it.
Take care.
Excuse me. Oh. Hey. God, what I wouldn't give to go out sliding with you right now.
Why? I believe in you. Don't you believe in yourself?
Yeah.
But what are you waiting for? Go get him.
Crew! You can do it. Just pretend you're in a lumber yard. Go balls out.
And welcome to Hell Track. This is the most diabolical combination of jumps, turns, and obstacles yet created to test the world's best BMX riders. $100,000, the monetary incentive for these young professionals, but it's more than cash that challenges these racers at the brink of this 25-foot wall. Here's the starting field. Riding for Team Hutch from Canada, Jeff Ingram. For Team Robinson from San Diego, Richard Fleming. Robert Loop of Los Angeles for DK Racing. The Powerlite Racer, Danny Milwee. From the Red Line team, from Torrance, California, Scott Clark. Canada's Kirk Behan is qualified for Norco and Super Sacco. Martin Aparijo for GT. Glenn Adams out of Utah will be riding for Bingham Bikes. The Pedal Power Rider is Chris Phoenix. For Team Robinson, it's Travis Chiffrey. For Team GT, Eddie Fiola. As well as Kevin Hall from Texas. For the Skyways team, it's Richie Anderson. Riding for Vans, it is Beagle Rosecrans from Honolulu. And for Team Hutch Hollywood, Mike Coranda. Team Mongoose qualifies three riders, the Reynolds twins, Rod and Rex, out of Bayshore, Long Island, as well as the number one rider in the nation, Florida's Mark Taylor. Then there's the independent, the privateer, for Rad Racing Crew Joe.
Coranda!
I know that kid.
Which one?
The one in the red.
Ah, you don't know him.
Yeah, I do. I work with that guy.
Really?
Yeah. Crew's my buddy.
Keep an eye on that boy in red. He's a local. He's a fine young man.
The field in the starter's hands. Every rider focusing on this three-story drop. Getting set. There's the gun. Has taken an unexpected lead over Mark Taylor. Taylor's teammates, the Reynolds twins, are third and fourth. Jones off the wall and extending his lead as he moves into the mogul. For the nation's number one rider, Taylor, in the Essence. Here comes the cliffhanger. Like in baseball, here you're either safe or you're out. Jones is on. Taylor is safe. The Reynolds twins barely making it. And Mike Miranda is out. Lap number one, the local rider Jones is out in front. Mark Taylor draws even with Jones. Going to try and continue. Back on the track, he's 12. Team Mongoose struts their stuff. Reynolds bites the dust as Crew Jones picks up a couple of spots. Reynolds, Duffy still maintains third. Hollywood Mike Miranda, his second dramatic exit of the day. Mark Taylor on the point. Does a little grandstanding. Hulk Hogan, eat your heart out. Taylor's lead diminishes. His teammate, Rod Reynolds, wants first place. Reynolds is hit. Taylor takes his own man out. Good night, team strategy. Taylor stopping. He wants Crew Jones one-on-one. The top rider in America, Taylor, puts his reputation and $100,000 on the line to a determined unknown challenger who just keeps coming on. Jones moves to challenge. In unison, they clear that jump. Jones on the inside, Taylor outside. Jones goes into first. Shoulder to shoulder, they pedal through the final half lap. Taylor regaining the lead. Fantastic finish developing. Dead even as they move to the final hurdle. Down to the finish for the checkers. Jones versus Taylor. One more jump. Give it to Jones. Crew Jones wins it.
Great event, Mr. Duke Best will be holding a special winner's party. All refreshments are free, and of course, you're all invited.
Norm!
Your history, kid. History. You know you'll never work again.
Hey, Mark, Taylor.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. You sent me really some pound.
Good race, man.
Yeah, it was. Thanks. Looks like you're out of a job, huh?
Yeah, well, you know. This isn't the only game in town.
Now that we're official, think we got room on the rad team?
Good idea.
Why not?
All right.
Yeah.
What a team.
Chance, risking it all for the thrill of the moment. Taking a stand, you ain't gonna fall, and you've always known it. They're dying to shake you, trying their best to break you, and all the going is rough. You're going home as a hero. you're gonna.